there are certainly plenty of battles and firefights that continue to be waged in Afghanistan. However, for this team, most of the challenges there are fought with a shovel and helpful knowledge. Their story is this edition of The American Countryside. It's called the 734th Agribusiness Development Team, or the Dirt Warriors to some.
The National Guard Bureau determined that it would be a good idea to send teams from individual states with agricultural expertise to Afghanistan in 2007.
Captain Peter Shin recently returned from Afghanistan after being a member of such a team.
The purpose of all of those teams is to help the government of Afghanistan provide better agricultural services to their citizens. And it's important because 75 to 80% of Afghanistan's economic activity is related to agriculture.
A typical agribusiness team has about 20 agricultural specialists, another 20 headquarters personnel, plus security forces. Shin was in Kunar province, along the border with Pakistan.
It's a place where agriculture is very primitive. The staple crops are wheat for human consumption and corn for the consumption of livestock. It's grown as a forage.
The climate is similar to Southern California. Most farming is subsistence. City markets import most of their food.
And a lot of those goods are coming from places like Nangarhar, which is a province to the south, or from Pakistan through Torkham Gate, which is the major border control point between the eastern part of Afghanistan and Pakistan. And the reason is that they don't have any kind of value chain in Kunar province, largely because of the lack of infrastructure, particularly a lack of an electrical grid, which makes it impossible to do cold storage.
The goal is to help farmers increase yields and begin to make the area more self-sufficient. Of course, there are challenges to accomplishing such a mission in a war zone. More of the story next time as we travel the countryside. In Kansas City, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.